code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. But there's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix on the 29th of October 2012. Newcomers, as always, I suggest you make good use of website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. It's free. There's lots of audios for download and well over 1,000 and more getting added all the time. And I go through the big system. You're born into the system that keeps your eyes shut, basically, to the reality of the world. You're trained to see the world in the way that your masters want you to see it. And they understand how your mind thinks and how your logic works, and they feed you the data, knowing you'll come to the correct conclusions. The conclusions are all fake, of course, but they are the correct authorized conclusions, and you'll go through your life as a good slave, and never realizing, or even asking the questions, or even when you do ask the questions, you'll never figure out why there's a whole big class of people above you who live off of you, including all the big corporations as well. Never mind all the politicians and their families, too. But it's been like that for an awful long time. And certainly the big boys that brought in this system did document their plans a long time ago, well over 100 years ago, of bringing in a scientifically controlled society. And techniques of behaviorism would be used. Now it's called neuroscience as well, added to it. And you're guided to all your conclusions. And the only real purpose you have is to go through life, pay taxes, and be very obedient to the changing system. And I go through that too, as I say, and lots of the documentations that I give, So make sure that you make the use of the website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Remember, too, you bring me to you, because I don't bring on guests as advertisers. I don't mix the occults with it, too, or copy theosophy or Rosicrucianism, which has all worked in the past, of course, and worked at the present time. Because most folk don't really want truth. They want an escape. They want a religion. Because even when you take people out of religion, you can't take religion out of the people, so they naturally look for another one. And the answers are really very, very simple. You've all been conned over and over again. So for those who want to keep me going, you can buy the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And from the US to Canada, remember, you can still use personal checks or international postal money orders from your post office. You can send cash or use PayPal across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram and PayPal once again. Straight donations are awfully, seriously welcome as well. But we do live in times of rapid change. This is the century of change. Remember, 21st century was to be the century of change. This would be the culmination of centuries of revolution. For those who don't understand, we've had centuries of revolution. Most of them, as I say, are bloodless. Many have had a lot of blood spilled too in the past, but most are bloodless. It's cultural revolution. It's scientific revolution, techniques of controlling the mass mind and so on. That's all in effect, has been in effect for a long, long time. And I tend to go into these aspects because if you don't understand them, you'll be prey to every shark that's out there. And there's lots of sharks, believe you me. But as I said, the big boys did document their plans. They wanted to bring in a form of what they call equality. Equality not to help the public, but to destroy the cultures that existed previously. And when you're all dysfunctional, because you lose all your culture, then the same people who are literally intergenerational revolutionaries at war with all the rest of the public, they can control you because they take over government, they create more government departments themselves, and then they handle the chaos. And you think they have to do it because the chaos is so evident all around you. Very old technique. It's working up to the present time very, very well indeed. It's right on track with where they expect it to be at this time. And now they've got the rest of this century to fulfill their ancient plans of total world domination. And that also includes domination of everyone's mind as well. The greatest trick, of course, is to get you thinking it's fun. And most people won't mind giving their mind away to someone else to control. Because as long as there's fun involved, then it's just like taking drugs when you're a youngster. It can't be that bad until, of course, you find out there's no back door to get back out again. Back with more after this click.
Hey. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi folks, I'm back. We're cutting through the matrix, and most folk out there think they're very logical. Most folk think they are. I mean, ask anybody. They'll have opinions on pretty well every topic that's out there and current, and they truly will argue about their opinions. But they have no in-depth backing up of facts to do with their opinion because they haven't thought out the thing logically by themselves. They've adopted the opinion that's given to them by one of two experts, generally. That's what they give you, two experts, A and B, who do you want to believe. And that becomes your opinion. And it never dawns on them that both experts can be utterly wrong or playing a game to get you to simply go along with it. And that's really the latter, actually, is generally true. They give you a fake view of reality or current events, and you actually think to yourself, well, I guess they have to do this. This new law, whatever it happens to be, to get something done. And of course, nothing is further from the truth. The fact is they want you to acquiesce to having a law passed in the first place because you've just been conned into believing you need it. So the whole thing in politics, for instance, is again, the public must participate in the con. And I'm not the first to say that. People said that 100 years ago. And it's very, very true. You must participate in the sham. Most folk know it's a sham to start with. But you truly must participate in it. And it's got nothing to do with people at the top that are presented to you. This shiny face mug here or that shiny face mug over there. It's simply the guys who are already pre-selected by those who already run the financial system of the whole planet. And the governments too. And I've gone into the history so many times of the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Milner Society that existed prior to that, they merged with the Rhodes Society and formed the Royal Institute for International Affairs. It sounds very pompous and very official, but it's actually a private organization. And other private organizations they have that belong to it across the world are called Council on Foreign Relations. And they of course, were started off by international banking families, the ones that lent money across the whole planet in the 1800s, and they're still at it today. And they drafted up a whole world view of how the world should be run, and they worked diligently at it, generation by generation. It's quite amazing when you read those who followed the histories of foundations. The parallel government consists of foundations, tax-free and tax-exempt foundations, fund every organization across the planet. And the Royal Institute for International Affairs, as their own historian has said, has put presidents and prime ministers in office for 100 years now, without a break. Everyone that you think you elect is a member, whether they admit it or not, they are a member. And of course, there's only one agenda, you see. And so these big tax-free foundations are the front methods. They're actually money laundering schemes to non-governmental organizations and lobbyists to make sure that they go through with their whole agenda of uniting the planet. They own the United Nations, by the way, and the United Nations comes forth with all treaties that you sign. Again, all private organizations under the United Nations, like the Rio Summit, private organization again. And yet this private club can get all politicians to sign on board to treaties and acts which will completely alter our way of living without our say-so or consent or anything else. And you think you live in democracy. This is such a joke. Really, that part is such an awful joke. But it works really well because most folk simply accept it and they think it is some kind of official governmental thing. But mind you, their politicians never mention these big treaties they're signing on to when it comes up to election time. Suddenly they're back into navel-gazing and we're just a country, we're a nation. And as soon as it's all over, they're international again and global. But that's what I mean about we participate in our own con, you understand? We all do by going along with the farce every time. Other people who are perfectly conditioned, and there's lots who are perfectly conditioned, they will never figure it out. They'll always vote the same thing as their dads before them, and that's just the way it's going to be. And it doesn't matter what evidence you show to them, but anything they don't want to know, they can't know. They're too damaged to understand what you're saying, but they will fight you. The new feudal system that you're under is really an old feudal system. I don't personally think the old feudal system ever died away at all. And they give you democracy so you wouldn't have rebellions every 5 years. You simply vote instead, hoping for some better thing to happen. But international corporations were to rule the world along with your governments, which the corporations manage, because the corporations also have CEOs which go in and out of the big foundations. They go in and out of politics and back to the private corporations, you see, just like musical chairs. It's almost mandatory to do this circle of things to become a CEO at the top of corporation and business. But it isn't mandatory, in fact. And the whole idea is you have this massive class of people on top of you, and you are peasants, whether you like it or not. But when you're forced to do things you don't want to do, you're a peasant. If any government can lean on you for taxes or lean on you for taxes for property and steal things from you, then you're a peasant. It means you have no rights, folks. There's no two ways about it. It's as simple as that. But they con you again and try me. It's always the victim's fault. We have to evict you because you didn't pay your property taxes. It's extortionate anyway. And then you find those who even tax you and even come round. If any of them do come round these days, they generally don't do this. Double the taxes 1 year from the next and don't even examine your property. You guarantee that guy's making a lot more money than you are. So you get all these parasites living top-heavy on you. And you're taught to accept this as being normal. But you also have, I think, worse things than that. You have energy. Energy is the big, big thing today for making lots of bucks. It will be for a long time, for this whole century, as they pretend there's scarcities and at the same time in doublespeak tell you there's more oil and gas and everything else than they've ever found before. But it doesn't help the prices go down, in fact. Because, again, you see, you have so many people living on top of you and masses of government bodies now also living on top of you, from local to regional or provincial to in borough in England, to federal level as well. Alex Alexander Hamilton was partly right in what you said. Do you want one king ruling you? We have to pay for the king and his family and his entertainment and his little army. Or do you want thousands and thousands of bureaucrats working on top of you? So technically he knew what was going to come, you see. So here's an article here, ties right in with this. It's UK energy supplier, EDF. It's all privatized now. They probably build up the energy routes and all the equipment, and then your government hands it to these guys for pretty well nothing or a handshake, really. But EDF Energy has announced plans to increase prices for gas and electricity by 10.8%. UK energy supplier EDF Energy has announced the plans to increase the supplies, causing many British households to face a double-digit increase. EDF has become the latest energy supplier to announce an increase in energy prices as dual-fuel consumers or customers who pay their annual expenses during a monthly direct debit, and will see an increase of £123, totalling around £1,252 from December the 7th, the British media reported. And then to tell you that they're going to increase it again next year, which is only like a couple of months away. So, and we put up with it. And the government will say, well, we can't do anything about it. They're private corporations. Yeah. It's all about shares in the same corporations and stuff like that. But we put up with it. We deserve, and to the extent of what we get. We truly do. We truly do. And until this farce and this whole system really is leveled, until some modicum of honesty where the people have a right to know what's going on, every penny of what's going on, in fact, since these guys are going to live off you and rifle through your savings, then it's never going to change. Feudalism can only get worse. And, of course, feudalism is intended to go into the next step of scientific socialism, which is just the same thing as feudalism, using scientific techniques to control you all for the greater good, you understand. Yeah. Now, the U.S. Army chief is in Israel to discuss the joint missile defense drill. There are lots of drills over in Israel right now, and the U.S. is, of course, paying a lot of bucks for it. But it seems that the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Martin Dempsey was in Israel Monday to discuss the joint missile defense drill that began a week ago. That's Operation Iron Curtain, or something they call it, or Iron Dome, or whatever. And they've got a whole bunch of new missiles, of course, to the U.S. citizens to defend themselves and so on. And they're getting shown how to use it. Plus, there's American troops over there to, once again, teach them how to use all these new anti-missile batteries. Some 3,500 U.S. troops are participating in a drill, testing anti-missile batteries, with 1,000 troops inside Israel and the rest taking part from Europe and the Mediterranean Sea. So the U.S. Aegis ballistic missile defense ship is joining from the northern Israeli port of Haifa. It's estimated to cost the U.S. about $30 million and Israel some $8 million. That's not a bad deal. So it goes on. The world goes on as always. And you understand, if you ever got a weekly or even a monthly notice of what you now owe for all the money your government's borrowing from the private bankers to fund all these wars and so on, and these exercises, you might wake up a little bit as you'd see it blossoming every month. Something that you don't even know what's even going on most of the time. If they actually gave you a bill every month for it, this is your portion now, it might change things a bit. I'd be all for that. That might change something. It might, you know. Now, you've all heard about about Iraq and about the UN scandal with the food for oil crisis. And we know that the UN top honcho, his son, was involved with it, and he was raking in the cash big time. But it's still going on. It's exclusive. Shell seeks Iran sanctions workarounds via cargo. It's a big agribusiness. Cargo grain barter, it says. It says Shell wants to repay a debt that's growing larger because of unpaid interest, having failed to settle its accounts with the National Iranian Oil Company, NIOC, ahead of a European Union embargo on oil imports that started on July the 1st. It's hoping to get clearance from US, UK and Dutch authorities, who will be under pressure to agree on humanitarian grounds for an offset agreement that would permit it to fund cargo to deliver enough grain to Tehran to clear the debts. So imagine they can just kind of stop things, stop wars and everything, clear their own personal debts. Actually, what they're waiting for is for Iran to get smashed, and they would hope they wouldn't have to pay any day off at all. Shell wants to repay what it's owed to this National Iranian Oil Company, and they want to maintain amicable relations for the day when sanctions are lifted, they say. Back with more after this break.
Are Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi folks, we're back cutting through the matrix and just going through the tidbits that are thrown to us like slop, basically, to the mushrooms. That's what we're given to talk about, mind you. Well, most of the stuff that matters, we're not given at all. But even behind the slop, you can figure things out. For instance, this article here goes on about the seals dying on the West Coast. And I've heard about it in Canada and got up to Alaska even. But it says a non-profit group that advocates for seals says fewer seal pups are being counted this year in West Seattle and more are being found dead. Says Robert Lindsay with Seal Sitters says 19 pups have been spotted this year compared with 51 last year. 15 were found dead. He says the high number of deaths are unprecedented since 2007 when her group was founded, and biologists don't know what is killing the animals. Why have biologists if they can't tell you? I mean, you think they don't really know this day and age? The pups are weaned from their mothers in early autumn and then learn to fish for themselves. The condition is shocking. Many of the pups are emaciated with exposed rib cages in WCN Rice. Experts, you know these guys with the white coats or the new priesthoods, says they opine that a virus could be behind the deaths because the food supply this year has been plentiful. Well, here's what it is, folks. It's this radiation still coming in from Japan. That's what's killing them off and emaciating them. That's what's doing it, folks. It's just like people, the very young die first, you see. And they know what's causing all this because they've had articles in the paper where the stuff is still coming across, even wreckage from Japan, even still hitting the West Coast yet, and has been for the last year or so. So anyway, I'll put this link up tonight for those who care. And charities always get me too, NGOs and charities. And if you've had any experience with them at all, you find they're all pretty well much cons. They're all Masonic, created originally, but they all end up being cons. It's a great way to make a living today, actually. Just find a cause and get one that's really in vogue, like carbon, you know, cut carbon or something like that, and get money thrown at you. And nobody asks where the money goes, what it comes into you. But it says here, Faye Whiteman is always eager to talk about the charity she runs and the fine work she does, but there's one thing Ms. Whiteman is reluctant to discuss, and that's how much she's paid. I guess there are mixed feelings about it, says Ms. Whiteman, who's Chief Executive Officer for the Vancouver Foundation, one of Canada's largest charitable foundations with more than $600 million in assets. $600 million in assets. The problem is if it's not put in perspective, sometimes it can be taken out of context, she says. It's not just Ms. Whiteman or the Vancouver Foundation are touchy about commenting on compensation. Very few Canadian charities will tell you, tell anyone how much they pay their senior officials, and they don't have to. It's not bad. Again, all these foundations and charitable foundations, like the Rockefeller, Ford, Carnegie, and Mellon, and a whole bunch of them, and every other one, by the way, was all set up by the Royal Institute for International Affairs a long time ago, so they can parallel run the world with their parallel government, you see. Unlike every publicly traded company in Canada and every non-profit group in the US, the Canadian charities are not required by federal regulators to disclose compensation. They only have to provide some salary ranges, and even then the names of senior officials are excluded. So while American donors can easily find out that Marcia Evans, who just resigned as CEO of the American Red Cross, earned $450,000 last year as her personal salary, Canadian doctors have no idea, or donors have no idea, how much Dr. Pierre Duplessis, CEO of Canadian Red Cross, earned. The organization only discloses that five unnamed persons were paid more than $119,000 last year. It could be half a million, it could be a million, probably no. It's considered private information, said Alice Danjou, spokeswoman for the Canadian Red Cross. She added that the organization meets all federal disclosure requirements. See, it's all written with all the loopholes for them to carry on. A spokeswoman for the Canada Revenue Agency, which regulates charities, said there are no plans to require charities to reveal salaries. However, she said the CRA is in the process of reviewing reporting rules. Many observers say it's time charities disclose executive compensation, since they receive indirect taxpayer support, and some operate almost like large corporations. Well, they are large corporations, paying their CEOs six-figure salaries, plus bonuses and other allowances. There's no excuse whatsoever, says John Bryden, former member of parliament who spent years pushing for changes to disclosure rules. In my view, there's even more obligation on the part of charities to disclose the compensation given to their senior execs, because people like to think that there's still a spirit of generosity attached to charities, even though they are a big business. They are a big business, folks, and that's what charities are. This is Georgina Steinsky-Schwartz, CEO of Imagine Canada, which represents Canada's charitable sector, acknowledged that more salary disclosure is needed. If you're collecting public money, then the public is entitled to information, and I think we all need to prepare ourselves for it, she said. Well, I wouldn't hold your breath. But it gives you some examples. Here it says the Ontario government, for example, publishes an annual list of all public sector employees earning $100,000 or more. Charities are exempt unless they receive direct provincial funding. That has left wide discrepancies over who must disclose. For instance, under Ontario's rules, the Canadian National Institute for the Blind has to disclose its salaries, and last year, CEO of Jen Sanders earned $206,860, up 21% from the previous year. That's not a bad pay rise, isn't it? However, the Hospital for Six Children's Foundation is exempt, although its CEO, Michael O'Mahony, is believed to earn far more than Mr. Sanders. Here's another twist. It says Ontario's law requires universities to report people earning $100,000 or more, and often the fundraising positions are amongst the best paid jobs on campus. For example, George Hood, Vice Principal of Advancement at Queen's University, who oversees fundraising, earned $442,127 last year, more than anyone else at the university. Well, Mr. Hood's salary is disclosed and can be debated. His counterpart at York University, Paul Marcus, is shielded from similar scrutiny because he's paid by the New York University Foundation, which is exempt from reporting rules because it's considered a charity. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I am back, and we're cutting through the matrix. Just going through the farce of life that you take for granted. Because you listen to guys every night at 6 o'clock on the news with straight faces, and it must be true because it's on TV, see? And that's how easy it is to con folk. Now, the big push now is on for total, like, martial law, daily, constant, 24 hours a day, across all the Western countries and all the way to Australia too. And because that is the big agenda they have for us, is to take us all down into the big conglomerate of the New World Order. This, you know, it's going to be World Inc., basically. And we have to be changed and taught lessons. And this article is very pertinent because, you see, you've already been trained. You've been trained since 9/11 through very slick techniques to believe everything that they're told and why you must give up these rights and all these other rights and get watched, spied on, and your email monitored and all the rest of it. No privacy whatsoever. That's complete totalitarianism if you haven't figured that out. So, and that this is for perpetuity now, constant conflict, constant war. But what other techniques are they only using you? Well, the drones are a big business, you see. And they're counting so much in big drones for doing their businesses and also to control you because they have an effect on you as well once it starts. And they get that from where they're already using them. It says in this article here, post-traumatic stress disorder, increased use of anti-anxiety and antidepressant drugs, suicide. These are all issues that are plaguing American combat soldiers and which the American media has reported on widely. Yet, Yesterday, the Code Pink delegation to Pakistan heard directly from the victims of U.S. combat drones. So this is but natives who are suffering under the drones over in places like Pakistan. We listened intently to the stories of the men who described their lives in terms of before drones and after drones in much the same way that Americans referred to their lives since 9/11. Now, you better listen to this because you're going to see this shortly and you're going to be suffering the same kind of symptoms because this is agenda. Imagine having up to 6 drones circling overhead 24 hours per day, making an incessant, constant buzzing sound that never ceases. The sound the drones create makes a deep-seated psychological fear, a sort of emotional torture. The lives of these people have changed completely. Their culture and their way of life is destroyed. It says this is a communal society where families of 60 to 70 people live in the same compound. The women cook together, the families eat and sleep together. Weddings and funerals are huge gatherings of friends and family, or at least they used to be. Now, after drones, AD they call it, everything has changed. Children aged 5 to 10 no longer go to school. They get blown up by the drones. Men are afraid to gather in groups of more than 2 or 3. Weddings, which used to be joyous affairs with music, dancing and drumming, are now subdued events with only close family members present. And most sadly, since funerals have been the target of drone attacks, they're now small gatherings as well. Because of cultural norms, the deaths of women are not reported. It's considered offensive to discuss the names or take photographs of women, yet one stalwart journalist, Noor Beharam, has risked his life repeatedly to try to document the deaths of women and especially children. He believes that 670 women have been killed by drone strikes and has taken photos of more than 100 children. Their bodies are often unrecognizable as human after the strikes. He showed us one photo of a man holding torn pieces of woman's dress that he found in the trees in an attempt to document his wife's death. The Azaris are now raising a generation of children with psychological and emotional scars without an education. The use of Xanax is starting high. So he's putting the drugs in now. Oh, you cope with the drones or the drugs. It's going to be a great business in the States and elsewhere. Because you're going to have the same effects, these things hovering over you all the time, watching you. It's psychological, you see. Because it's immediate stress. So that they're giving them Xanax to these natives, just like the troops, and suicide, which is societal and religious taboo, is shocking. 17 Wazaris have killed themselves due to the emotional terror of the U.S. drone program. It's something that's unheard of in this culture. Families are becoming displaced and moving to more urban areas in an attempt to avoid popular strike areas. The Pakistani army has moved in and it won't allow them to cross into Afghanistan to visit their relatives there, though the entire region is Pashtun and part of their cultural and historical heritage. Since the U.S. government has created enemies where there were none, we have been told repeatedly about the concept of revenge, which is a dominant social force in Waziristan. The children of this region will remember what we've done to them and their children and their children. And we've also been told repeatedly that the only way to possibly stop the spirals is stop the drones. Just stop. The people will not accept monetary compensation, even if it's offered, which it is, isn't. They don't want an apology, which is they view as insincere. They just want to stop the drones so they can return to their before drones lives. But that's going to be all over the Western world, too. And that's intention. Can you imagine the psychological effect will have maybe 6 or 7 drones overhead all the time watching you? And they are going to arm them. They mentioned that they're going to arm them in the States as well. And another article, too, is to do with the former town of Ulster police chief Matthew Taggart in the U.S. He believed sex crimes were being committed in a neighboring community, failed to take any steps to prevent them, the Ulster County District Attorney said Tuesday. So he's been suspended, but part to do again with the Boy Scouts and so on. Years and years of knowing what was going on, and the children were being used for sex. But so they've fired this particular Ulster Police Chief, Matthew Taggart. And I'll put this up tonight as well. Now, Australia really is getting hammered right now because they've been plunged very quickly into what we've been plunged in for a long time, like the NAFTA agreement for amalgamating the Americas and the European Union amalgamating all of Europe and so on. And they've really hit Australia hard because there was this designated eventually to go under the big power of China. You don't really understand that the Council on Foreign Relations had an Asia-Pacific Relations Committee working on this very thing for the last 70, 80 years, the whole integration of with China at the top. And to build up China, by the way. Again, the bankers were behind it. It says Asian language plan is linked to school funding overhaul in Australia. And the Fabian, Julia Gillard, speaks with Radio National's Fran Kelly about it, about the big plans they have for the Asian century, or something's called the China century. And they're going to bring in a lot of the school changes as well. She always indoctrinates the children first to say this is all normal. And they're actually going to bring in Chinese languages as well. Mandarin, Hindi, Indonesian, or Japanese is going to be taught at school because basically it's over for the people of Australia. This is a new system for them. I've got three or four links on this one. And one is called Australia in the Asian Century. The other one is to do with questions over the white paper implementations, to do with all the laws that just passed on this very topic here. And the PDF I'll put up tonight as well for those who want to read it. And then even from the BBC, Australia PM Julia Gillard outlines Asia Manifesto. And it's improving Asian ties. That's how they did it with Europe. But whenever you hear ties, closer ties, you know you've been bound together under one big governmental system. So, as Ms. Gillard says, she wants to refocus Australia away from Europe's old countries towards its near neighbours, particularly China and India, going exactly on plan with the Royal Institute of International Affairs plan of 60-odd, 70 years ago. Right on cue. Now, I've said an awful lot about agendas, especially ones that you can't get your heads around, like why cut back all healthcare funding, make it a priority, for instance, that for those who want to get so-called gender changes now, to get in and get that done, just like abortion is a priority now, even if you can't get a hip replacement or a cataract fixed in Britain. But do you understand, there's certain things you can't treat because they used to be classified as other kinds of problems based higher up in the body instead of the lower down anatomy. And that's where the problems are. And you can't pamper a problem in that area, understand? So this isn't the first case of this, but it's going to get more and more common. It says, this article says, I was born a boy, I became a girl, and now I want to be a boy again. Britain's youngest sex swap patient to reverse. It says her sexual change treatment is still a boy, it doesn't matter how many artificial appendages you put on the surgery. It says, at our expense, taxpayers' expense. Rhea Cooper made headlines last year when he became Britain's youngest sex change patient, aged 17, after years of begging the family and the NHS, National Health Service, to turn in a girl. But now, having lived as a woman for less than a year, the 18-year-old has decided to change back to a man after suffering huge mental anguish as a woman. So he's cancelled the full sex change operation of the schedule of January and ceased the female hormone therapy that has seen him develop breasts, saying that he's found the changes overwhelming and that have made him deeply unhappy. So I will not use the terms they want you to use. It's still a guy, folks. You know, surgery doesn't change you into a woman who's got ovaries and a womb and a different hormonal system, regardless, and she can have children. So let's not get conned by this big push, this in-your-face. British paedophile rings protected by Parliament and Downing Street. That's from the Belfast Telegraph. This is a powerful paedophile network that may have operated in Britain, protected by its connections to Parliament and Downing Street, a senior Labour politician suggested yesterday. Speaking from the back benches of the Houses of Commons, Tom Watson, the Deputy Chairman of the Labour Party, called on the Metropolitan Police to reopen a closed criminal case or inquiry into paedophilia, indicating his anxiety that there's been an establishment cover-up. Mr. Watson referred to the case of Peter Wrighton, who was convicted in 1992 of importing and possessing illegal homosexual pornographic material. Wrighton, a former consultant to the National Children's Bureau and a lecturer at the National Institute for Social Work in London, admitted two illegal importation charges and one charge of possessing obscene material. He was fined £900. I don't know if it's pounds or what. At Prime Minister's questions, Mr. Watson said the evidence file used to convict Wrightson, if it still exists, contains clear intelligence of a widespread paedophile ring. Way too big, actually. They'll never do that because there's too many of the big boys into this kind of stuff. And girls, too, by the way. And here you have it, too. And you never get these questions answered. Like, why? Well, remember, if you want to change society, you must change the children first and indoctrinate them into the new reality that they're going to be living through. And scientific socialism, as Bertrand Russell says, always works. Once you've done it to the children, they can never figure out any other way of looking at something. The teaching union calls for porn lessons on national curriculum amid fears children as young as 11 are addicted to adult websites. They've been given unrealistic expectations of sex through pornography. Academics warn common practice for children to become desensitized to sexual images after accessing porn at an early age. The National Association of Head Teachers argues current sex education guidelines for primary school children are outdated. Union claims pupils are growing up in a sexualized world and need to be taught how to cope with issues such as pornography. And the Mail, the newspaper, continues to campaign for an automatic block on web porn. Well, you would understand there's a war going on, folks, and not too long in the future, you, apart from seeing live sex on TV, even in comedies, that will happen. You'll also see what they call intergenerational sex. That's the big agenda. The paedophiles are pushing like crazy, even with the Savile cases going, they're pushing like crazy for special rights. See, you're giving special rights to other groups already, and they're using the same techniques. That's exactly what the Weather Underground said they would do. They would get one group through, and then the next group could say, well, you did it for them, you've got to do it for us. And that's how it works, you see. And this article here is to do with something similar, because it was into why they're actually doing it, because it's a real war. And I've mentioned Dr. Judith Riesman before, who's excellent. She's done incredible investigations into the con of the particular groups pushing all this, and the big foundations that are funding it, by the way. Dr. Judith Riesman, a visiting law professor at Liberty University School of Law, recently guest lectured during Sexual Behavior and the Law, a course I teach, this guy says. Dr. Riesman's lecture was filmed by C-SPAN and will be airing soon. In the past years, Dr. Riesman has served as a scientific consultant to four U.S. Department of Justice administrations, the U.S. Department of Education, and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. She's a world-renowned expert on the discredited research of bug doctor turned sexologist Alfred Kinsey. The guy was a pedophile, homosexual pedophile, for God's sake. Kinsey, though married to a woman who took part in his many filmed so-called scientific orgies, was a promiscuous homosexual and sadomasochist. He managed to completely upend and twist the world's perception of human sexuality in the 1950s and 60s with his world-famous Kinsey Reports. And by the way, they're still using that in the schools, but the same weirdos are pushing it all. Even today, most are completely unaware that during his tenure in Indiana University, Kinsey facilitated with stopwatches and ledgers the systematic sexual abuse of hundreds, if not thousands, of children and infants, all in the name of science, including children at 2 months old, by the way. Amongst other things, Kinsey has said that children are sexual from birth. He further concluded, based upon experiments he directed and documented in his infamous Table 34, that adult child sex is harmless. You understand? It's all starting to congeal in your minds, the big push that's on by the parents at the top, and make everyone else dysfunctional that grows up. It's even beneficial, said Kinsey, and described child orgasm as culminating in extreme trembling, collapse, loss of colour, and sometimes fainting. She actually has a very good videos up on this, where Kinsey used, again, government employees working around different orphanages and penetrating the children at the age of 2 months with stopwatches. I'm not kidding you, folks. This is how disgusting this all is. And that's what's the head of your teachers' unions pushing for all this stuff. As his many children suffered excruciating pain, he observed, and would scream if movement was continued, some would fight away from the adult partner and may make violent attempts to avoid climax, although they derived definite pleasure from the situation of being raped and buggered by an adult at the age of 2 months. This is an expert, a man who's lauded for his freeing sexuality from the dungeons of the Dark Ages. It's a little wonder that Dr. Riesman identifies Kinsey as a sexual psychopath. These children were as young as 2 months old. Disturbing though they may be, what's equally disturbing is that nearly all of today's liberal comprehensive sex education curricula that I've just been reading about, such as they've been pushed by groups like the National Education Association, Planned Parenthood, and the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, is derived entirely from the criminally fraudulent research of Alfred Kinsey. But even more troubling is a recent discovery by Dr. Riesman. She found that the Obama administration, which fully embraces the debunked Kinsey sex education model, has begun pushing a curriculum that in many ways eerily mirrors the FBI molester grooming paradigm. In short, she found that both Obama's HHS and many public sex education programs are doing to children constructively what pedophiles do to groom them for sex with adults, folks. According to the FBI, child molesters demonstrate sex acts to children. This is how a molester will groom them. Offenders commonly use pornography to teach or give instructions to naive children about how to masturbate, perform oral sex, and or engage in sexual intercourse. Lower the sexual inhibitions of children. Some children naturally fear sexual activities. Some offenders show pictures of other children engaging in sexual activities to overcome those fears, indicating to their intended victims that it's all right to have sex with an adult because lots of other boys and girls do the same thing. Desensitize children to sex. Offenders commonly show child pornography to their intended victims to expose them to sexual acts before they're naturally curious about such activities. And they're using the same techniques from the previous articles I read in your schools by the teachers' associations. Back with more after this break.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
I'm back with Cutting Through the Matrix and just going through what's been taught to the children in school. Very young children, by the way. I haven't seen them younger all the time because you've got to get them really screwed up early, you understand. And using these Keynesian-based sex education and the teachers' unions and all that are behind it because they're getting told to be behind and push all this kind of stuff because there's a big agenda here to have intergenerational sex. After all, I mean, predators have, you know, they have feelings too, and they have choices as well, you know. And you stop them from fulfilling their choices, for goodness sake. They're going to use that as an argument. experiment. They're trying it right now. Anyway, here you have the teachers' sex education, and the one by, from Obama that's also signed by the United Nations for all countries, by the way, that's where it's really coming from. And they're trying to do exactly that. They're actually grooming the children for sex, very early sex, with all kinds of pervs and older pervs and all the rest of it. And she goes through all the techniques that they're using. And they sexually arouse children. Offenders commonly use pornographic images to other children to arouse victims, particularly those in adolescence. And these are the FBI profiles of child molesters' techniques. And this is all being taught in school now. They groom the children for sex. So anyway, she says, during the lecture, Dr. Eastman shocked the 50-plus in attendance by illustrating that today's Keynesian-based sex education, as promoted by Obama's HHS, does much of what the FBI describes above as sexual grooming for children. And graphic sexual images and explicit values, neutral talk of sex and sexuality are rampant throughout classrooms across America, effectively desensitizing children and numbing their natural inhibitions. The reason children wouldn't want to do this without all this indoctrination is that that guards them from predators, you understand. These inhibitions help protect children from potential predators. And she says, according to Reisman, the brain data fully supports the finding that sex education, this kind of sex education, literally changes the neural pathways of a child's brain. There's mounting scientific evidence to support this hypothesis. Whatever its motive, the Obama administration is guilty of employing these grooming techniques on children. Consider, for instance, that just last year, the Department of Health and Human Services questions and answers about sex website provided a quick guide to healthy living section, which, like Kinsey, originally claimed that children are human beings and therefore sexual beings, and they're talking from the age of 2 months upwards. It says, which is healthy and normal. It says, get the implication, and what do sexual beings do? Well, they have sex, of course. Therefore, it's okay for youngsters at that age to have sex. There's the logic behind it. It's hard for parents to acknowledge this, admitted the page. And they also push to having sex with the same members of the family or genders and so on. And during the years of exploring their own sexuality, sound familiar? Just remember, the FBI indicates that pedophiles will teach or give instructions to naive children about how to masturbate, perform oral sex, and or engage in sexual intercourse. Exactly what is being taught by the teachers' unions. And you think it's all happenstance, because most folks think everything out there is happenstance. This has been hundreds of years of revolution, guided revolution, by members of a particular big society. And you're living through it. Jimmy Savile's number two, Freddie Starr, now claims that the police aren't talking to him about the sex scandals. And then Jimmy Savile, his plaque is removed by Jewish welfare services he knew to stay in with, you know, for getting on ahead in the world. But they've removed his plaque. And also the Catholic Church seeks to strip the Starr of papal knighthood. And then Jimmy Savile came to my bat mitzvah, it says. He was in Israel too, and he kept in with all the power figures. Now, from Hamish Mercer from Ontario, Canada, we'll be back with more tomorrow night. So, for him and myself, as I say, it's good night to me, and God hear God's goal with you.